And it was made, they told how long ago, over 100 years ago, and it was still just so pretty.
And it had, hard to believe.
Yeah. And it had the prettiest designs in it, and each design fit in its own place. Just like you know, this day and time, they make them, each design. You know, this day and time, when you buy a coverlid by every design, and it, well, that's the way that was fixed.
I'd like to see something like that. I wonder about that, about Mountain View. Do you have any of your pictures over there?
Yeah, my pictures are all everywhere.
Everywhere.
Lord, yeah, Jimmy got about 10, 15
of them. Oh, he does.
Yeah, Lord, he's helped me. It's a sight on earth. Him and the Smithsonian and Doc up here has helped me more than, well, they just really put me up where I'm at. Jimmy, you know, they'd come to his house, and that's how come you get acquainted now with the director of arts. He was at Jimmy's, and Jimmy sent him on over here. He's seen now Jimmy's paintings, and he sent him on over here. And he ordered, let me see, I forgot how many he did order. He come in that night at the, well, his name is Ralph Rensselaer. He come in that night, and I was washing dishes, just slopping around. And on an old apron. Well, I didn't know him, and never heard of him.
Yeah, I
didn't
wish on the TV that night, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, I saw Jimmy. You saw him on TV then.
Yeah.
And Mama said she knew him.
Yeah, I know him well. That man come up, and him and, he wasn't by himself, he was with another boy. He come in and introduced himself. He said he was Ralph Rensselaer. Told about being the director of arts at the Smithsonian, and he'd seen Jimmy's pictures. He ordered a bunch of them.
So you had to leave your dishes for a while to talk to him?
I didn't wash anymore.
He didn't wash anymore. So he ordered.
I think he ordered about six that time, and then he's here then again not long after that. And he ordered three to send to James. He's another one of the directors there in the Smithsonian. And through the Smithsonian, Lord, I don't know how many I have sold through there. They gave me $100 for two last May a year ago. One like the Indian in there and one the mate to it. It's the Indian princess. Those live there. It's really a nice painting. A lot of people, yeah. I never have made very many of them. My daughter, Bonnie Jean, has one. And in this picture, this Indian princess is riding a big white stallion. You know, he's the prettiest thing. He's got his head up high, you know, like he's looking too, and she's looking. What it really means is she's looking for this boy. And he's been shot in the back.
The one that's been shot,
That's what that picture really represents. I reckon that might have been why the Smithsonian wanted them, too.
They wanted them to have it up there, I guess.
And they gave me $50 a piece for two of them, for them, too.
That's amazing. Well, when you just mail these, you ship these back to this man?
I ship them all over the United States. Any state in the Union that doesn't have my paintings.
Isn't that something?
I bet you the state of California's got, I'll say, at least 50 of my pictures, if not more.
And you have different, you mean really all the different states they have?
Every state in the Union has my paintings, and they're in 8 foreign countries.
Oh. I just can't believe that.
Well, it's a fact.
Wonderful. I think that's great. Golly.